Merry Christmas. A wee bit early, but in order to celebrate for our Sunday school program, I feel that is appropriate. We're glad you're here for our program. It is entitled Every Heart Prepare. It'll be led mostly by our children from our Sunday school. So we'll begin then our service with the first hymn, O Come Little Children. Do you want everyone to stand or should we remain seated? All right, you guys can remain seated. They'll stand and come in. We begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Arise, O Christian people, prepare yourselves today. Prepare to greet the Savior who takes your sins away. To us, by grace alone, the truth and lights were given. The promised Lord from heaven. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So this is time for the meditation. I'll focus it mostly to our children, but of course, you guys can join in as desired. So a sign, that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today. What is a sign? You guys see any signs around here? Where's a sign? Yes, Sophia. The exit signs, right? Exit signs, that's good. Are the signs the exits themselves? If you need to get out of the building, would you get into the sign? No, it's pointing you to something else, right? So the season of Advent is a lot about signs that point us to Jesus. But how many of you have your own sign at home? You have your names on your bedroom doors?
I know.
No. Yeah, yeah. Do you have names on your clothing? Maybe written in the tag to make sure it doesn't get mixed up with somebody else. Or if you have a jersey, it's got your name on the front or back. Anybody got that? Trophies with your names on them? Awards? Anything else? Anybody in the world ever send you something that is only for you, saying, this represents you? Never happened? No, but we do get some things like that. We do have some signs that point things or people to us. But at Christmas time, we're talking about all the different signs that point us to Jesus, right? And that's what we get to talk about today in the program, Every Heart Prepare. You guys are going to lead us in the talking of the different Christmas decorations. So I don't want to take away any of that thunder. But if you look at the Christmas tree, what's special or what are those ornaments called on the Christmas tree? Yeah, Harlow. They have a special name. What are they called? Yeah. Yeah, Christmas decorations, that's close. They have a special name called a Chrismon. Chrismon. And those were invented actually not too long ago, within the last 100 years. But do any of those point to you?
No.
No. Who do they all point to? Yeah. Jesus, right? Every last one of those Chrismons point us to Jesus. Everything in the season of Christmas is to point us to Jesus. You guys will talk about the greenery, the wreaths, and the Christmas tree, the lights, the decorations, the nativity scene, even Christmas presents are all meant to point us to Jesus. They are all signs for us to remember what this season is all about. And of course, that is about Jesus. Jesus is God's gift to us. For Jesus has come here to save us from our sins so that then he can take us to be with him forever in his perfect kingdom. So that's what Christmas is all about. That's what these signs are all about. And as much as we would love to have things maybe even named after us, that'll only last for a little while and probably won't get all around the world. But Jesus has signs made for him. Every one of these ornaments, these chrismons, talks about Jesus, points us to Jesus, and every sign of Christmas does the same. So we remember Jesus and his birth to us here as we celebrate Advent and Christmas. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for sending Jesus to be our Savior from sin and for allowing so many decorations and signs that point us to him. Help us to remember Jesus and your love for us through him that has sent him into this world for our salvation. Give us joy as we celebrate Christmas this coming week and each and every day of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Around this time of year, we begin to see signs that Christmas is coming. Christmas trees are decorated and wreaths are hung. Nativities are set up and lights are shown. Gifts are wrapped and carols are sung. Today, we look at some of these decoration preparations to see how they prepare us for Christmas and for the coming of our Savior, Jesus. We call the 4 weeks before Christmas Advent, which means coming. During the Advent season, we prepare for Jesus' first coming as a baby in a manger, but we also look forward to his second coming when Jesus will return in his glory and take all believers to live with him forever.
From Christmas trees to garlands to wreaths, evergreens are some of the first Christmas decorations we see in Advent. The green color of evergreens signifies life. It reminds us that Jesus came to restore the eternal life that has been lost when sin came into the world. When Adam and Eve sinned, death came into the world, but our loving God promised to send a Savior who would defeat sin and death and give us new life in him.
God's people waited thousands of years for a Savior. At just the right time in history, the angel Gabriel came to Mary to announce that a Savior was finally coming. The Savior would come as a baby, carried and born by her. When we hear from Luke 1 verses 30 through 33, the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end."
Thank you.
colorful drinking Christmas lights are also a sign that Christmas is coming. We put our lights on our houses and on our Christmas trees. We place electric candles on our windows and light the candles on our Advent wreath. These lights signify hope and joy during the dark days of winter.
In the Bible, darkness symbolizes sin that separates us from God. The prophet Isaiah foretold that the Messiah would come to shine light into this dark world. We hear from Isaiah 9, verse 2. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. Jesus is the light Isaiah prophesied about. The very beginning of the Gospel of John describes the light that Jesus brought into a dark world. We hear from John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and the light was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world.
Christmas decoration that is very clearly Christian, the creech. Creech comes from the Latin word for cradle or crib, referring to Jesus' crib, the manger. A creech is a model of the nativity scene, and it tells the true story of Christmas. Figures of Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus are set in the stable, often with shepherds and animals looking on. The creech reminds us that Jesus' birth was real, a historical event. God came down from heaven to live as one of us. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us.
The birth of Jesus Christ from Luke 2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was the was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to register with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for him in the inn.
Radio or walk into any store during Advent and you will hear the Christmas carols. Singing Christmas carols is a beautiful way to prepare our hearts for Christmas. These carols invite us to sing with the angels proclaiming the good news of great joy. A Savior has been born to us. We hear the Christmas story continued from Luke 2.
And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, watching over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone up around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he was pleased." When angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us."
And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it, wondering at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them.
Christmas is getting close when gifts start appearing under the tree. Giving gifts is one way we show friends and family that we love and care about them. But all our gifts and fancy wrapping paper seems like nothing compared to the real gift of Christmas, Jesus. God the Father gave us the gifts of forgiveness and eternal life when he sent his son, Jesus, to earth on the first Christmas night. Jesus came to earth because of his great love for us and all people. The gift of Jesus the Savior is for everyone, for the whole world.
God showed his desire for all to be saved when he placed a star in the heavens to guide wise men from the east to the Savior of the world. That special star guided the wise men to the place where Jesus was. Matthew writes, "The star that they had seen when it rose went before them, until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh."
Soon Christmas will be here. As we enjoy our Christmas decorations, we remember what they point to: the greatest gift ever given, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world.
Prepare our hearts, Lord Jesus, and help us to receive you. From stall and manger, lo, come now to dwell within us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son to be our Savior. You have given us the best gift of all, Christ Jesus, who came to earth so that we might have life with you forever. In his name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you as you celebrate the gift of Jesus, our Savior. The blessing of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you today and every day. Amen. Thank you all for coming, and thank you to all those who have helped for this special service. We give thanks to God for their time and their talents and their energy. We close by singing Joy to the World.
Thank you.